Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
James Williams, Bears right tackle. Now that's a big person.
You talk about a guy.
6'7".
I mean, how would you go around that thing?
Who else? Big Cat Williams. Watch the big guy's arm come up right there and block it. And that is his 7th block kick.
You know, it's funny, we talked about Big Cat Williams, and he's not going to let that Dwayne Rudd thing die. And the guy who he's recruited has been Olin Krutz, who's just looking for a cause.
Big Cat, who was the leader of our team when I first got to Chicago.
So the Bears have gone on offense for the first time, and the only team in the league that have these 5 starters intact for the entire year. Olin Krutz and Big Cat Williams headed for the Pro Bowl.
Good genes, hard work. I didn't want to miss a play. I didn't want to miss a game.
James Big Cat Williams, 11 years in the league, and he gets his first Pro Bowl start.
Kramer going up top. And he's for the touchdown as Conway.
And you look at the time he has to throw this ball. This time, Big Cat Williams does a good job. Reggie White's going to bring the pressure. Nice job inside all the way around. Kramer can step into it, and that's 6 points.
Well, you see Big Cat Williams there, number 71. Trying to get this offense going. He's talking to the troops, and he's the elder statesman of this crew, and made his first Pro Bowl this season, and trying to do everything that he can to get this team motivated and playing at the level that they know that they can play.
I pulled up to the old Hollis Hall, got out of a limo. Dave McGinnis, Ditka, and a group of media were sitting out there, and McGinnis turned to Ditka and said, "Damn, that's the biggest cat I've ever seen in my life."
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
He did a great job on post-game yesterday with Olin and Mully, and now he's nice enough after watching the game and reviewing the tape to come and hang out with us, which is nice. James Big Cat Williams joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Cat, thanks so much for joining us, man. How much did you enjoy the win yesterday?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. And I enjoyed it a lot. You know, when I was doing the post game prior, we had a lot of losses at that period of time. So it was fun to be able to come on and get a win and, you know, be able to talk about a win. Those are always good days.
What'd you think of the offensive line that you got to really watch in detail yesterday?
Well, I think you're watching a unit that is growing together. Darnell Wright and Jackson having the ability to work together. A young Benedict and Tooney being able to work together. And Dahlman kind of just holding everybody accountable and holding everybody together as they work through the things that they work through. You know, watching Darnell Wright as he's grown over the last couple years has been fun for me because – you know, being a guy that started on defense and moving over to offensive tackle, I understood some of the growing pains that he was going through. And, you know, it's not the same for him because he has played offensive tackle his entire life. But I understood, you know, the things that I wanted, that I saw him do wrong, that I wanted him to correct. And now I'm starting to see the fruit from all that, as he's just turning into a, you know, dominating right tackle.
What are the things that he was doing wrong that you've seen him have a chance to correct?
Well, it's the same things that most young offensive tackles deal with as far as, you know, trying to get not believing in your strength. And this is just from my aspect. I was a strong guy, but at times I didn't believe in my strength. And what that caused me to do was try and get my whole body into a block, not realizing that all I had to do was have a good base underneath me and use the length that I had, as opposed to sticking my head in there and getting my head down and allowing a player to either swim me to the outside or get me off balance because I was trying to put too much into a block. But once I realized, or, you know, Tony Wise helped me realize that, you know, me being balanced and me being able to use my length was the advantage that I needed. And I had the strength to do those things, but it was just convincing myself that I had the strength to do it. And I see some of that with Darnell Wright. Now, it might not be the same thought process for him, but I'm seeing now him being able, you know, you see the one pass protection where he just a spinning defensive end and he just plasters him and knocks him right off his feet, right into the ground. But, you know, that is because of his base. He sat back well. He kept his lines, his shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage. And when the spin move came, he was set. He was ready for it. He delivered a blow, caught a guy on one foot, and knocked him right off his feet. And, you know, as a former offensive tackle, I love seeing that.
That was the play we were going to ask you about. That's Brian Burns spinning. Lawrence, you and I were just looking at it at the break. It's on the Colston Loveland completion on third down. Burns is spinning, and Darnell just reaches out and swats him down to the ground.
I've always thought, Kat, that that's a very vulnerable position for a defensive end. And I know that Dwight Freeney was maybe a little undersized, so he was able to get some leverage in his spin move on people. But when it comes to defending that particular move, what's key for a tackle to do?
Well, let's go to Burns first, because I think when you're talking about a spin move, the spin move works best when the defensive end or defensive lineman is engaged with that offensive player. He has tried to throw a rip or tried to do something to the outside shoulder. He realizes he's not going to get there, and he's able to spin back to the inside or outside with the help of, you know, using his elbow to help gauge where that offensive lineman is. But when you see a guy like Burns that kind of spun just out of the blue,
And for Wright to be set already and waiting on him, there that was a no-win situation. There was no way that Burns was going to either get inside or get outside of him because he was balanced. He was ready for whatever move came his way. And, you know, you have to be, in my opinion, engaged in a guy in order to use that spin. That was one of the things that Freeney was real good at. He could get you up the field. He could make you turn your shoulders parallel to the sidelines as opposed to parallel to the line of scrimmage. And now that inside route is open for him. So, you know, to see Darnell Wright get a good setback, to get his feet planted, to extend his arms, to be able to use a strong punch, you know, that's all you're looking for.
When you brought up your own transition and you were talking about Darnell, I actually had it in my notes when I knew that you were coming on the show. I wanted to ask you about that as it pertains to Theo Benedet, who is a guy who's still trying to learn how to play at the professional level. So what are the things that you see from him? Because I feel like he does play with strength, and he plays with a little bit of edge and anger. And now it's a matter of technique with him. But what do you see when you see him play, and what tips would you give him?
And you're right. Those are two of the key components, being able to play with strength, being able to play with an edge. Now it's all about refining the technique. And, you know, you're talking about a guy that's moved from right tackle to left. And that is a chore in itself. His ability to move people off the ball, his work on double teams when he's working with Tooney, or when he's working with whether it be Komet or Loveland, you know, he has the things that you're looking for, like you said, Lawrence, but you're just looking for him to refine them. You're looking for him to be able to get up out of his stance in pass protection, set back, get enough depth so that he can widen the pocket for Caleb. You know, when you hear me talk about turning your shoulders to the sidelines, when an offensive tackle, whether he be on the left side or the right side, turns his shoulders parallel to the sidelines, now he makes that corner so much shorter for the defensive end or outside linebacker or whoever is rushing off the edge. And that makes it harder for, you know, it doesn't really give the quarterback an area to step up in. But when he's able to keep his shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage, get some depth, now you can deepen that pocket. That quarterback can sit back there for a little bit longer, and he has that ability to step up if the guys inside have stopped those inside moves. So with Theo, I'm just looking for him to, you know, not have to put his head into everything. He's a big enough, strong enough guy. And some of these things are things that just come along with the reps. You know, some things you just learn through the competitive reps over and over and over and over again. And I think that's one of the things that we'll have to see if he's able to progress from here, go even higher with the reps that he's getting this season.
James Big Cat Williams is with us here on The Score. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. James, the Bears have the third best offense in the NFL by yardage, behind the Colts and the Bills. When it comes to running the ball, they have the second best running game in the NFL, behind the Bills and ahead of the Colts. My goodness, after years of offensive coordinators giving lip service to needing to run the ball, what are your feelings watching how Ben Johnson actually seems to give a crap about running the ball?
Well, you have to love it because, I mean, first of all, if we were talking about this during the offseason, it would have been, you know, maybe a 70-30 chance that they are not going to accomplish what they've accomplished so far. But to see them go out there, struggle for the first two games of the season, have that bye, talk about addressing the run game, actually going in and addressing the run game, figuring out what they were doing well, what they needed to work on, not only as a unit, but as individuals, and see them come out for these last six games and be able to put it into effect. You know, you like you said, you've often heard coaches talk about it, but you've never seen the coaches actually get it done. And we're seeing it get done right now. So, you know, the thought process is that the competition is about to get stiffer. You're about to come into your conference, which is a very difficult conference to manage right now. And can you keep doing the same things? Can you keep moving those defensive linemen off the ball? Can you keep picking up the stunts that they're running to try and stop the run as effectively as they have the last couple games? So, you know, these are the things that I'm going to be looking for in the next couple weeks.
I'm going to take the offensive line guys out of it for a second, Kat.
How you just lost me, Lawrence.
No. But we're going to get to it. Listen, how do you know that you have guys around you that are willing to block? And the reason that I bring it up is that when there was some duo blocks and isolation blocks for Cole Kmet yesterday, I felt like he deserved a game ball yesterday because it wasn't him in the pass game necessarily. It was him doing all of the dirty work. So for an offensive lineman, when you see that the other parts of the offense are as willing to go in there and do the job as you are, what impact does that have on you?
Oh, it has a big impact because, you know, you hear everyone talk about the coaching staff I'm talking about as far as receivers blocking downfield. You know, you don't block, you don't get thrown the ball. And you can see where those things make a difference. As a lineman, I'm not looking to run 20 yards down the field to have to block somebody. You know, that's beyond my scope of conditioning. But, you know, those wide receivers, when you see them blocking down the field, when you see those tight ends working hard double teams with the tackles or trap blocks on the inside, picking off a blitzing linebacker or a defensive lineman that has come through, that pumps the whole unit up because we as a group know that it takes all 11 to get the job done. And when you see all 11 out there giving it their all and making their blocks, you see the benefits of it from the whether it be a 29-yard run from Caleb or a 15-yard run from Swift. You know, it all falls in the same category. We are doing our job. We're doing it together. We're making the adjustments that we need to make. And, you know, we're moving the ball now.
James, C.J. Gardner-Johnson has come in, and apparently players say they are gravitating to his swagger. And they're like enjoying his attitude. It's a wonderful story, really, of a dude who was on the couch and saw his football mortality for 6 weeks. And, you know, can a guy's attitude and his edge have an effect on a room when he's kind of popped into it in the middle of a season like this?
Oh, definitely. You definitely want a couple guys in each meeting room that have a little edge to them. You're going to have some that have a little more edge than others. And those are the guys that you just hope can keep it under control when it needs to be kept under control. But go ahead, fly off the handle. I got your back. You know, do what you want, say what you want. Don't get us any penalties. You know what I mean? Don't get yourself in trouble off the field. But if you're going to go out there and you're going to antagonize those guys and push their buttons, you know, I don't see why anybody would be against it. You know, we sit back and you look at the draft a couple years ago when we had a chance to bring a defensive lineman in here and all they talked about was the locker room wasn't ready for him. They did not have the pieces in place to control a person like that. Well, maybe you need that person in there anyway to, you know, cause a little havoc, to keep people on edge, to make people walk on eggshells, because sometimes that's what they need. You know, walking around that locker room on eggshells isn't always a bad thing.
What did you think of how Caleb played yesterday?
I thought it was an up and down game. I thought that he used his legs well. I mean, you saw pressure at times when he was literally in the grass and he was able to keep his balance. He was able to run around. There were a couple times where I thought, you know, just him spinning and running, that he was going to run himself right into one of those big hits from one of those big defensive ends on the outside that were putting pressure on him. But he was able to get out of him. And then you watch his arm strength while he's running. And, I mean, it's pretty impressive. I'd like to see some things cleared up and as far as his accuracy. I know people, and we talked about it on the post-game show, about the drops that the wide receivers, running backs, you know, that were going around during yesterday's game. Yes, you have to clean up those drops. But also, yes, some of those passes have to be a little more precise. And when you're the first pick of the first round, you know, everybody expects you to be the guy that is on target all the time. And it's fun watching him grow, because I think every game this season he's brought a little something different to each game that makes you go, wow, that kid is pretty good. You know, and then you see the young side of him every once in a while, where, you know, okay, maybe I wouldn't have thrown that pass, or okay, maybe I'd have gotten out of bounds there, or maybe it was time for you to just, you know, slide here. So watching his progression has been quite fun, quite interesting.
The Bears this week will go up to Minneapolis. It's a place that gets loud. It's a defensive coordinator that loves to throw all sorts of stuff at an offensive line and at a young quarterback. When you look at the Vikings and they are desperate for a win, what are the things that you're hoping the Bears are prepared for when they face Brian Flores again?
Well, like you said, Brian Flores likes to bring things from all over the place. So they are going to have to be on their P's and Q's. The offensive line is going to have their communication down. And it's not always about the communication. It's going to be about them as a line being on the same page. Because if Darnell Wright can look at a front and Jackson can look at the same front and they're seeing the same things, they're knowing how they have to block whatever the play might be, whether it's a pass protection, whether it's outside zone, whether it's duo, as long as they know who their responsibilities are and it's consistent across the line, now you don't see people being turned free because of the noise. But when you get into a situation where they have to communicate, where they have to talk to each other, where, you know, they're saying, look, we're doubling this three technique up to the middle, up to the Mike linebacker, you might not be able to hear the guy next to you in Minnesota. You know, so them being on the same page and not having to communicate it, but just knowing that that is their responsibility, that can go a long way in a game like, you know, in Minnesota. You always hear people talk about how important it is for a line to play together for, you know, a certain amount of time. The longer they can play together, the better they play as a unit. Well, them playing together allows them not to have to communicate as much as they needed to when they first started working together. So with the noise in Minnesota, like I said, if they're able to see the same things, they will be able to move some people off the ball.
Kat, this was delightful, man. We always learn so much when you're on, and we appreciate it. You did a great job on the post-game show yesterday.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.